Hey guys, what's up? It's Tommy. Just introducing the episode 4. We're talking about obesity in the country. I hope you guys enjoy it. I hope you guys take something from it. Because we put a little bit more into this one than we normally do. But I hope you guys enjoy the episode. See you guys next week.
In the American population, no. Right now, let's see, a data update was put in May 2017, stating that for adults 20 years and older, the crude obesity rate was 39.8%. And the age-adjusted rate, which was measured to be 39.7%, including the obese... 71.6% of all American adults aged 20 and above were overweight. Guys, wow. That's 3/4 of the American population. 3/4 of the American population were overweight. 39% of which
I'm there.
39% of which were obese.
I'm starting to get the sub titties.
So, I mean, you're looking at, like, 3/4 of the population is overweight, and 50% of that percentage is obese.
Just morbidly obese, yeah. But see, here's the thing. My goal weight, where I want to get to, just to give everyone an idea that don't know what I look like, don't see me. My goal weight is 250 pounds, and that is still – I am still considered – obese, grossly obese.
You can do it.
But that's crazy to me. Like, you know, I've heard arguments and stuff about people, like the BMI index is a little. But I mean, like, some people just don't look good, really, really skinny. I wouldn't look good, really, really tiny. I'd look weird. I know I would. But
you'd probably look like some kind of fucking troll from Norwegian. Yeah. Folklore, like all tall and like skinny in the fuck, like where your headphones like hanging off.
I would look weird. Yeah, I know I would. But the thing is, when I weighed 250 pounds, I'd never felt better in my entire life. But I was supposed to be still. Technically, I'm unhealthy still. So I don't understand that. I don't understand how that works. Like, according to my height. I'm supposed to be.
What they do to even check your body fat percentage, and I went through this when I was going when I was trying to join the military back in the day, is what they do is they measure your waist from your belly button, around you, you know, all the way back to your belly button, and then they measure around your neck from front to back, and then they take the neck number and subtract it from your waist number, your belly button. You know, that's where your waist really is. That's your waistline. And they subtract that number from your waistline number, and that gives you your body fat percentage. So if you guys ever want to know what your body fat percentage is, according to the military, that's how you get it.
Well, I don't like those electronic things they got. What is it like supposed to like pinch your arm or whatever, or pinch like a? That's I don't know how people can. I've seen skinny guys with, like, super fat arms. Well, I mean, like, not, like, super gross, like, Popeye arms or anything like that, but I'm just saying,
I understand. I understand what you're saying.
Like, they can't give it an accurate reading.
Well, they
on
can
stuff
because
like that.
Muscle doesn't have as much of a softness to it as
elasticity.
Fat does.
Yeah,
no,
true.
It's not elasticity. Elasticity is stretching out. This is being pressed. It's being compressed. It's not as soft as fat. When you go to squeeze fat, you can tell.
He's sitting there squeezing his arms. You're fine, dude.
A good way to know how fat you are is by trying to press the underneath of your arm. Or when you flex your stomach, you know when you push into your abdomen that you have fat there because it pushes. You can push it to the muscle. If you don't have a lot of push there, then there's mostly skin, not fat.
I got like an inch.
What kind of Goodwill hunting shit? What kind of Goodwill hunting shit are you doing right now?
I don't know. He's definitely checking himself out.
I got gypsy titties. So like Adam Sandler click. Oh God, I'm a fat guy. We got gypsy titties.
That reminds me when he doesn't get the tummy tuck. It's my flap out.
It's like a tongue.
But for real though, back on to a more serious. Oh yeah. So the mortality rate. Obesity is one of the leading preventable causes of death worldwide. Number of reviews have found that mortality risks is at lowest at a BMI or body mass index. We're just gonna call it BMI, guys, of 20 to 25 kilograms. In non-smokers, and 24 to 27 kilograms in current smokers. Which is weird. Which is weird. Pick up an unhealthy habit and you can have a bigger body mass index.
That means that Ronald McDonald was more of a deadlier spokesperson for children than fucking Joe Camel.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. I believe that 100% too. Yeah.
With risk increasing along the changes in either direction, this appears to apply in at least four continents. Four continents. How many continents are there, guys?
I don't know.
Seven.
I'm not that smart.
Seven.
Yeah. Seven. Okay. Yeah. I was counting.
That's seven,
I was
guys.
Counting
it's seven.
I was like,
seven continents, guys. Well, that's. Where was I at? At least four continents. What? In contrast, a 2013 review found that grade one obesity, which is a body mass index of 30 to 35, which is not associated with higher mortality than normal weight. And that an overweight BMI of 25 to 30 was associated with a lower mortality rate than was a normal rate of 18.5 to 25. Other evidence suggests that the association of BMI and waist circumference with mortality is U negative or J negative shape. While an association between the waist hip ratio and waist to height ratio with mortality is more positive. So basically, the shorter you are and the bigger round you are, your
the less
risk,
healthy
no,
you are.
Yeah, the, basically the risks go up.
Well, God, I'm only 5'9".
In Asians, the risks of negative health effects begins to increase between 22 to 25 kilograms. A BMI above 32 has been associated with a doubled mortality rate among women a 16-year period in the United States. Oh, I'm sorry, there was a period there. I'm reading here, guys. No, there wasn't a period there. It's just the way they've got this shit. Okay, whatever.
I mean, it's wiki.
Mm-hmm.
Like any jack wagon can get on there.
Yeah, pretty much. Obesity is estimated to cause 111,909 to 365,000 deaths per year. Yeah. While 1 million or 7.7% of deaths in Europe are attributed to excess weight on average. Obesity reduces life expectancy by 6 to 7 years. A BMI of 30 to 35 reduces life expectancy by 2 to 4 years, while severe obesity, which is obesity greater than 40, reduces life expectancy by 10 years.
Boy, I better start losing some weight. I'm getting ready to go out the damn door right now, I'm telling y'all.
I feel you, dude. I feel you.
It's ridiculous.
Also, being underweight can be a bad thing. Your mortality rate goes up when your body fat gets below 18.4.
Really?
Yes.
But that's still...
So, at 18.5 to 19, you're at 100%. At 20 to 24, you're at 100%. Well, women are a little bit more at 18 to 19, or 18.5 to 19.9. And then men and women both are equal at 100% at 20... to 22.4, and again with 22.25, or 22.5 and 24.9, and then again it starts going up after 25.
Yeah. That I just, oh man, now, like.
Now the mortality rate is higher for women when you get down into lower numbers like the 15s, and before 20s, and then when you get up into the 35 area, to 50, it's men.
Yeah, and that actually goes up with age too, of course, guys.
Yes, absolutely.
Your medical bills, man, being overweight, just as an experiencer, being lazy and just a well-practitioned practitioner of shoveling food into my fat neck. It sucks being fat, man. It sucks. It's terrible. I have medical problems constantly. My back always hurts. I'm in constant pain. And it's because I'm big. It's because I'm overweight. It's because I chose to sit and not do anything and eat fast food and this and that. It's made my life a whole hell of a lot harder than it had to be. It really has. It's affected my love life. I mean, that's the truth, too. I'm sorry. I know people don't want to hear that and stuff like that. But look, man, nobody wants to see this with his shirt off. And most people don't like looking at it with the shirt on. I'm just saying. I mean, it's not an attractive thing, like grossly overweight. You know, I mean, I'm like a thick girl now. We're getting away now. I'm just saying. All right, when it gets to the realm of just being unhealthy, that's when it's an issue. Right. And when it's hard for you to move, I mean, like, it's hard for me to get up out of bed in the morning, guys, because my back hurts so bad. If I sleep the wrong way, dude, I'm done for the day.
Yeah.
I mean, hang up. right now, thank God, you know, I mean, that I'm not working, because if I was, God, I would be dead when I come home. And it's just because I don't get up. When I was younger, man, it's just bad choices, guys. This is a choice that we make, a lot of us make. We choose to be like this, and we don't realize the consequences of what we're doing. We always keep pushing it off to the next day, you know. Oh, well, I'll this will be the last time I eat this and that and yada, yada, whatever. But we – you pay for your choices. That's at some point. I'm paying for mine now. I mean, you guys can hear me breathe.
Personal hygiene as well.
Like, I'm a mouth breather. That's not I'm a just mouth obesity. Breather
that's,
too.
That's personal hygiene. That goes with that too.
In general, yeah. Oh yeah, I got teeth problems too, boys and girls.
Yeah, if you don't take care of your mouth, if you don't take care of your skin, anything like that, that has a lot to do with that. That
no, I like
it. Just take care of yourself.
Do you have to use a sleep apnea machine yet? Do you have to use a sleep apnea machine yet?
I mean, I have sleep apnea. I probably should have one. Obviously, it's not that bad. I wake up every morning.
We're getting into some conditions there.
Yeah, sleep apnea is that's a fat person disease.
Yeah, well, no, not always,
not
but it is.
Not specifically, but yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to get into, like, some of the cardiology conditions of being obese.
That was just for you, dude.
Of being obese. So we're going to go – we're going to start with coronary heart disease and microcardial and – I almost said infarctions, but it's infarctions.
Yeah.
Infarction.
Yeah. See, if you have an infarction – infarction is basically like a – the best example I can give you is everyone's seen House. The thing that happened in his leg, the muscle in his leg died. The reason he had to walk with a cane, he had an infarction in his muscle. His muscle had a heart attack. It just died.
Yeah, pretty much. Just that part of your body had basically a stroke.
Yep.
Congestive heart failure, which is when your your veins flowing to and from the heart end up coated in fucking a plaque. It's a plaque. I don't remember what specific type of plaque it is, but it is a plaque inside your body, which is caused by being obese. Also, another thing is it makes your heart and your blood have to pump harder, so you end up with high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Your cholesterol levels go up. Deep vein thrombosis and pulmonary embolisms. There's a lot of the cardiology.
I have trouble feeling a lot of my extremities sometimes. Like my right thigh, the right side of my right thigh, I can slap it and I don't feel it as well as I feel my other side of the body.
But a myocardial infraction is actually a heart attack.
Yes.
And that's a direct heart attack, which is a myocardial. So there's different types of infarctions.
Infarctions, yeah. That's the medical term for it. Yeah. A heart attack is a myocardial infarction. It's like pulmonary edema. How's that any different than edema?
I don't know. I know what happens to firefighters.
It's just a, yeah.
Yeah.
Drowning on your own fluids.
Yep.
That's my wife.
No, I'm not.
Everybody say hi to Lena.
Hello, Lena.
Ha. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, we're family people around here.
Turn it.
Not a one of us lives alone. Just so you guys know that.
And then we're going to get into some endocrinology and reproductive.
Yep. There's issues. Obese issues. Men, we do have ED is an issue for.
Well, yeah, I mean that
men
that
when they get
with,
obese.
That comes with the you know the
circulatory problems
and stuff like that. And deep vein thrombosis, blood clots, blood not getting where it's supposed to be going, how it's supposed to be going there because of the fat in the body.
And it's not just that; it's an emotional block too. Like it's, you know, I'm a fairly confident person. I think of myself like that fairly for the most part, and I've even grown in the last few years. But I mean, like here recently, I've got to where I don't even try to talk to women anymore, not for real, not really, because I just don't. What's the point in my mind? That's how I feel about it. Like. I'm gross. I feel gross. Like this is not a good way to live your life. And I can't stand. I mean, my one issue about tonight that I had when we started talking about this was people in the media saying that there's nothing wrong with being overweight. There's nothing wrong with being obese. Like, and it's like there's a lot wrong with that, guys. A lot wrong with it.
A lot.
Right, but you know, it's not right to go off and attack people just because they're fat either, though.
No, it's not.
You know, the way have in the past. You know, it's like it might not. It may not be okay to just be like, no, it's totally cool to be that way. You know, but
it's not okay.
It's definitely not okay. To
it's
do
not
the
okay.
They
hold
have,
on. It's
know,
it's before. It's not okay to be that way if you're not trying to do anything to change it. If you're okay, if you're comfortable with yourself in a poor state of body, then that puts you in a poor state of mind as well, and you definitely need to do
something about
that.
And you're already in a poor state of mind. You're already in a poor state of mind if you think it's okay to be obese. If you think there's nothing wrong with you, I saw a TV special one time. This lady got up at this talk show and was like, I mean, she probably weighed 500 pounds. And she was like, there's nothing wrong with me. I don't hurt. I have no pain. I have no problem getting men. And I'm like, baby, like all of that's a lie. Like you just lied. Yeah. I was like, you know what? Somebody needs to grab her purse and turn it upside down. I bet she got 3 bottles of ibuprofen.
What was Honey Boo Boo's mom's name? What was her name?
Oh.
Mama Did, June?
Yeah, she even lost
Mama
weight.
Mama June?
Yeah.
She even lost
weight. She's
fine weight.
Now. I'm like, damn, I wish I'd hollered at her.
Like, yeah,
she was super
big. She was a big girl.
Yeah.
And she seen the negative effects it was having on her life.
Didn't she like Did marry she saw... a guy that molested one of her kids after the fact?
I have no idea.
I didn't know that. I don't know anything about her besides the fact she was really big, and I used her for jokes for a long time, and then now I can't use her for jokes anymore because she's
she's not
joke worthy anymore.
Yeah. Well. Anyway. So we're gonna get into. We're gonna get into. We're gonna get into.
I'm sorry, but the picture I'm seeing, it looks like she
here.
Just took a fucking brick to the mouth.
DM or diabetes mellitus, yep. Commonly known as diabetes.
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 It's a group of metabolic disorders characterized by high blood pressure, High blood sugar levels over a prolonged period of time. Symptoms often include frequent urination, increased thirst, and increased appetite. If left untreated, it can cause a ton of more complications.
See what you know what that means, right? That's basically, hey, if you get fat and eat a lot of food, you're gonna get this disease. You could get this disease that makes you want to eat more food.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's terrible. It's terrible. I don't
women
know.
Can,
why
women can anyone get menstrual disorders from it. What is it? POCS or PCOS?
PCOS.
It's what is it? Polycystic ovarian syndrome.
Yep.
Infertility.
Mm-hmm.
Well, complications during pregnancy, obviously. Birth defects to the children inside the womb. And then, unfortunately, stillborn. You get that, bud?
Yeah, I just coughed.
And unfortunately, it can move into what is it? Intrauterine fetal death. So those are some of the endocrinology and reproductive issues.
See, that's always been my issue with this. I didn't start having an issue with this until I had a kid, man. And then I realized that my choices aren't just mine.
They don't reflect on just you when you have a kid.
Exactly. And that's the thing. And then you look at other people and they're like my kid sees that. My kid watches TV. I'm not locking her up in her bedroom, not letting her watch TV. So, I mean, like, she sees that. And it's like she might think that's okay. And I don't want my kid to be like me. I don't want my kid to be big like me. I don't want my kid to be big because it's not a good life. And I know that, and I try to tell people that. And I know people get mad at me. They're going to listen to this and be like, man, fuck his fat ass. But I don't run around pointing at fat people and go, ha-ha. You know?
Right.
But,
hell, I don't even do that, and I'm not overweight.
Yeah, it's not okay to make fun of. I'm not saying people, we should target fat people. Be like, you're a piece of shit. I'm just saying that there are certain kinds
of
people.
Everybody say goodbye
to
Lena.
Bye. there are certain kinds of people that really think it's okay, man. Like Casey with this fucking garbage. What is it?
Hey,
what was
man.
It? What is it? Pro obesity party.
The pro obesity party.
There's actual people that lobby for obesity to be this.
They just wish for a day that they too can go to the swimming pool and just let their back titties flap in the sunlight.
Look,
and not be judged.
That is all a personal issue, all right?
And
I'm just saying,
for people not only to think that it's not a problem, but to get rock hard at it, you know?
Yeah, we want you to like it.
Yeah, I want you to watch ice cream drip off my folds, you know, just like right down my folds. So I wasn't lying, though, when I started saying I'm starting to get sub titties right here. But like I used to be a lot bigger than what I am now.
Believe it or not, so did I.
I am the biggest I have ever been in my life.
When I was younger, I used to be real big, and I realized that it was causing me issues not only physically, but it was causing me issues mentally when I was a kid. At 15 years old, I was picked on. I was bullied because of how fat I was when I was a kid. So what I did in that year from 15 to 16. Is I went straight to the school gym and I worked out every day. I started lifting at 115 pounds, and by the time I was done, I was lifting 305. Nobody wanted to pick on me anymore. Mm-mm. And
see,
I was super
that
happy.
Was nothing. By the time I was 15, 16, getting picked on, I was already too big to fuck with anyway.
That's a lie. So my brother was 305 pounds at the age of 17.
I was a big old boy.
He was picked on a lot. I'm 305 pounds, 6'1".
But see, stuff didn't bother me either. I'd be like, hey, fat ass, I'm about what? Like, that'll bother me. Call me fat ass. I know I'm fat. What are you, three?
What the fuck did you just send me?
That was me in Halloween.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Guys, if you could see this. Oh my man.
We're going to have Halloween. We're gonna have to start doing a video, or at least do it on Facebook.
Yeah.
We should start sharing it on Facebook on the video.
We're going to get into some neurological disorders such as stroke. Those strokes mm-hmm. can be caused by this. I don't know how to pronounce that word.
Oh, what's the word?
Meralgia?
Oh, God.
Paresthesia? Meralgia? Yeah, Moralgia. Okay. Meralgia, paresthesia.
That sounds right. Yeah.
It's numbness or pain caused in the outer thigh.
Yeah. Welcome to my world.
Migraines, carpal tunnel syndrome, dementia.
Do you know where the carpal tunnel comes from?
When
you're that fat, you can't get laid. Doing it yourself.
Yeah,
your penis
I was scared to answer it.
It extracts into your belly. The fat.
Oh, yeah, I got an itty.
He said, oh, God, I got an innie.
The bigger the innie at this point, man. The more your back starts doing this.
Hey, yeah.
And the more the front starts growing, so your dick starts going inside.
Look.
And it's like,
this is a real issue.
3 inches. It is a real issue.
Like, I have a FUPA, and I have a problem with that because, like, and this might be a little graphic, so I apologize, but my stuff looks. Just in the mirror, way smaller than it actually is. And it's because of my fupa. And if you guys don't know what a fupa is,
it's a fatty upper pubic area. Yeah.
Okay.
It looks
all right.
Great on a woman. It looks great on a woman, but on a guy, not so much.
Not so much.
Slap that information all day.
I don't know, man. There's some women that have fupas that just looks like a front butt to me.
Yeah, fuck yeah. I like a big butt too, though. I take a front butt. Big old
Spanks.
Front butt.
Hey, y'all.
She doesn't. Hey, Sheena. Give me a few more minutes.
Another psychiatric issues. You know, we have some depression and social stigmatism that come with us.
That's a definite. That's a definite.
Depression mostly caused in women. But it does, you know, it's obviously something that happens all the way around and mailing.
A lot of the big girls in the videos that I watch look very happy.
Yeah, on the outside they do.
Money thrown at them.
On the outside, no, even on the outside, it doesn't matter. Yeah. There's women that are skinny as toothpicks and still aren't happy with how skinny they are.
And that's the other end of that.
This is a double-edged sword when you get into it.
Yeah,
honestly.
That's the other end of that. And, you know, I feel bad sometimes when I get upset with some of those people, but then at the same time, I think I'm not talking about those people that are doing something about it and they still don't feel like they're good enough. That's terrible. I mean, that's terrible.
Be happy. Just be happy with what you do,
Once you get to a healthy state and where you're not severely obese. You get to a healthy state where you can actually walk around for an hour and not die because your back hurts or your feet hurts or your ankle hurts or your knee hurts. Your shoulders start hurting. Just once you get past
that,
be happy with yourself. Like, you don't want to jump off. You don't want to walk out of. You don't want to step out of bed and have the fear of breaking your ankles. You're not happy with that.
No.
That's not okay.
Or waking up first thing in your morning and your fucking feet hurting.
Yeah.
You know, and you, just stepping on them hurts.
Some orthopedic and rheumatology issues are poor mobility, gout. Osteoarthritis and lower back pain.
Gout.
Yes. Severe lower back pain. Severe lower back pain.
It's the same thing with chicks with big old titties, dude. It's like you got to hold all that weight up. Mm-hmm. And it starts pushing on the back.
You know, I'm a dude, right? All right, I like me some Tiggo bitties. But if it hurts you, it's
get
them fixed. Yeah. Like, I'm not saying that I'm all for it. If it's not hurting you, if you're fine, leave them.
Then
where
there's
they
no
are.
Sense for corrective okay? surgery.
But if you're having issues with that, that's the same way. That's the same thing as being obese. Is having something pulling get on you like that fixed. That can cause severe back problems.
It really can.
So
I mean, like, my back's always gonna hurt, no matter how much weight I lose.
Well, yeah, no, because now your body is already compressed to where it's completely diminishing.
That's something I'm going to have to deal with for the rest of my life I chose to
you
be
You won't have
obese.
To. If you fix yourself, they do
but
have
no,
surgeries
no,
that you can go
hurt.
Through. No,
oh,
no,
I'm
going to
never get back surgery done on my damn back.
Right.
I've seen way too many people.
They got non-invasive shit going on now. So it's a lot. The medical field's come a long way. Some dermatology issues, you know, cellulitis.
I got greasy skin.
Stretch marks. What is this? It's acanthosis nigricans?
I don't know what that is.
Okay, so it's a medical sign characterized by brown to blackish, poorly defined, velvety hyperpigmentation of the skin. You see it a lot in like your armpits or under your knees, on your thighs, in the creases of your elbows on the front side.
And shit gets kind of hard, almost scaly.
Yeah. You can find it on your butt folds.
I don't have a butt fold, thank God.
I'm not
yet.
Saying you do. I'm just saying where it can be found, all right?
I'm just saying. All right? I'm just
armpits growing even down by your belly button, okay? On your forehead.
Is that like is that like the little folds you get right there?
Yeah, that's like that's like that mess right there.
Okay,
see
that's
that?
What I thought.
So I got one right here. I got two armpits.
Yeah, in your
folds. It's like your side titty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
what's this? Lymphedema, or also known as lymphatic edema.
Yep.
I can't wait to like.
Localize
I'm so glad that we have like so low listeners. So there's nobody that's
well. We got like 9 people in the live right now.
Right, but like nobody that's like got a medical degree that's correcting you.
Well, I'm going off of things that are here that are hopefully posted by somebody of a medical profession of some sort.
It's me. I literally went and edited all these pages like
that's why he wants to know what we're talking about the week before we talk about it, so he can go on and make a wiki page for it.
That's what it is.
They're not doing any real research.
I did do that on the Budweiser wiki page. I fucked that one all up.
Well, if you guys don't know what cellulite is, it's a bacterial or cellulitis is. It's a bacterial infection involving the inner layers of the skin that specifically affects the dermis and subcutaneous fat. Signs and symptoms include redness in the area, which increases in size over a few days. And then you go into hirsutism. Excessive body hair on parts of the body where hair is normally absent or minimal.
I don't have that.
Intertrigo. It's an inflammatory rash of superficial skin that occurs within a person's body folds. These areas are more susceptible to irritation and subsequent infections due to the factors that promote skin breakdown, such as moisture, friction, and exposure. So basically, like having swamp ass in your folds, where it gets real rashy and it can actually bleed.
A lot of people carry a special towel just for that. You ever see a guy just walking around with a towel, like a golf towel over his shoulder?
I've had to. Yeah.
Then you've got some gastroenterology diseases like gastroesophageal reflux. It's basically acid reflux.
Yeah. Just breaks down the line in your esophagus, and it's just way worse.
Yep, fatty liver disease. It's a metabolic dysfunction. It's when you get an excessive fat buildup in the liver without another clear cause, such as alcohol use. So basically, if you're not an alcoholic and you have fatty liver disease, you're probably a little too big. Now, if you have both of these issues...
Shut up!
If you have both of these issues where you are obese and you have and you have an alcohol issue, you should probably stop doing one of two things.
I am going to stop doing one of two things.
Love you, buddy.
I'm gonna stop eating so much.
I love you, buddy. Gallstones are a big thing found in obese people.
Kidney stones?
Yeah. Gallstones.
No, I mean kidney stones as well, though.
Well, kidney stones can be found in anybody that drinks way too much sugar.
Well, it's
or,
not. Well, yeah,
not
yeah,
enough
you,
water.
Yeah, you're right.
That's
you're
not.
Right,
that's not
right,
something
right.
that is directly linked to obesity.
He's locking it up.
I'm trying, man. But they keep breaking it open.
So you can get esophageal cancer, colorectal cancer. Pancreatic cancer, gallbladder cancer, the fuck is that word? Endometrial? Yeah, endometrial cancer, kidney.
I mean, just being obese puts you at, yeah,
kidney cancer,
I mean,
leukemia, hepatocellular carcinoma.
Being obese just puts you at a way higher risk of. Basically everything bad, like
yeah,
I mean, trade
malignant,
instant gratification
melanoma.
For longevity.
Let me finish the cancer, man.
Sorry.
Malignant melanoma. That's the cancers that that can aspire with being obese.
Small penis.
That's not true. Your penis is gonna be the same size. It's just gonna be hidden behind your
it
fat.
Is.
It's gonna be
smaller.
If it's hidden, it's fucking gone.
You call it the pleasant surprise.
Yeah.
It's like look.
It's like
you can push
like,
past
that's
that.
Realize,
like, that's
you're
it.
You're not gonna realize how
that's
deep
all you
this
got.
Going until it's
exactly.
There.
And then like, oh, okay, whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa, okay.
It's not even a shower. You just gotta experience.
It's not a shower or a grower, all right? You won't be able to see it until you feel it.
Right.
No way. Yeah.
So some respirology issues you have are going to be obstructive sleep apnea, obesity, hyperventilation syndrome.
Yeah. What is that? Wait.
Pickwickians syndrome. As a condition which in which severely overweight people fail to breathe rapidly or deeply enough, resulting in lower oxygen levels and higher carbon dioxide levels.
Oh wow! So you go
hypoventilation syndrome, obesity hypoventilation syndrome, or OHS.
Yeah, but it's the word for not getting enough for your blood not being oxygenated enough is hypotoxemia.
Yes.
Yeah? Yeah. Okay. That's what I was thinking about. You don't breathe. See, I can't breathe deep. Like, no. I can't. I can only breathe so far, and I know I can breathe more, but I can't. My body won't let me. It's like there's not enough room inside my body for my lungs to expand all the way. Being fat sucks, guys.
Yeah,
fucking. How much does it suck fucking putting on your shoes in the morning?
Dude, I don't even want to talk about it. Like, this is getting in the realm of getting embarrassing. Like, it really is. Like, I know people that have an issue.
I'm not trying to
expose
you. Can't
even wipe their own ass.
I'm agreeing with you. Like, I'm having these experiences. These are experiences I've had as a fat guy of, like, bending down and trying to put on my shoes and being out of weight or, like, almost blacking the fuck out because I'm shoving all my guts into my fucking lungs. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yep. I know people that can't even wipe their own ass. I'm not gonna say anything, but I know a couple of people that are so big they can't even wipe their own ass. They have to take a shower every time they use the bathroom.
Yeah, I don't do that.
And
you can also have increased complications during anesthesia. So here's some of the urology and nephrology issues. You can have ED or erectile dysfunction, urinary incontinence, which means that your stomach probably weighs too much and it's pressing on your bladder and it makes you pee yourself.
Yep.
Just a little bit. Like when you laugh, you know, laugh a little. It's kind of like what a woman has during pregnancy, which is urinary incontinence, and which can actually continue after the pregnancy too.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sucks. Yeah.
Chronic renal failure. Which is kidney disease.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, I thought that's like whenever you're like your butt keeps seeping.
No,
like
no.
You have to keep wiping.
No, that's not. That's not that.
Okay, I was like, I
was on gonadism.
Gonorrhea.
No, hypogonadism. It's diminished functionality or functional activity of the testicles or ovaries.
I was close.
And then here's one that we were talking about. There's actually, this is a medical term for it, I'm guessing, is buried penis.
Oh!
This is just for you guys. I'm going to read the definition, all right?
Read this. Let's read this.
Okay,
yes,
it is
yes.
A congenital or acquired condition in which the penis is partially or completely hidden below the surface of the skin. It was first described in 1919 by Edward Lawrence Keyes.
Fucking 1919. Fucking those buried dicks were covered in wool and a bunch of and a scratchy hair and shit. I can fucking show you a demonstration of one right fucking now.
No, it's okay.
I don't
okay.
want to see it.
No.
I'm okay.
I don't
want to
see it.
I'm okay.
No,
I don't want to
no
see it.
No one else is going to see it. Like,
no,
it's
no,
nothing,
it's just us.
Nothing,
I don't want to see it. No,
no,
put it away.
It.
Put
no.
it away.
No.
Dude, we can turn this into like a medical demonstration
no.
right
no,
quick.
No,
no,
no.
No. We're not turning to that. We turn to a fucking snuff film. No.
Oh, man. So
you ever seen like a fat guy with an uncircumcised penis? It kind of looks like a fucking weird anteater.
Anyways, Abner, coming up on the hour, Casey.
Causes of this. Some causes of this are a combination of excessive food intake or lack of physical activity.
Yep.
This is the thought that explains most cases of obesity. A limited number of cases are due primarily to genetic or medical reasons or psychiatric illnesses. So basically, this is just people not – 90% of this is what they're saying. A majority of the issue coming from obesity is people having an excessive food intake and not doing enough to burn.
Actively choosing not –
Yeah,
these people are actively choosing to be this way.
And you can also don't think eating too much, and not working out is the only issue. Okay, you can eat all you fucking want, and work your ass off, and not be fat. So if you want to eat and eat and eat and eat and eat, expect to be fat,
yeah.
unless you're gonna get your ass up and go work it off.
Exactly.
If you just want to eat and sit in front of your TV and not do a goddamn thing about it, that's your choice.
And
you
you're
chose
the
to be that way. And you're the person that we're seeing on TV telling our kids that it's okay to be fat. I enjoy myself sitting on my couch watching my fucking Ellen DeGeneres and eating fucking flapjacks and a fucking 4 ounce cup of fucking syrup in my left hand, dipping them in. You're that issue. It's not okay.
And as gamers, I mean, you know, for the podcast, it's just the audio,
yeah.
Or that's not catching the live. I mean, we broadcast this on Mixer Live. Mixer is a live stream gaming platform. This was actually, I feel like this is a good subject to talk about for gamers as a gamer.
Yeah, I'm a gamer too, guys.
I mean,
I've been a gamer since fucking birth.
Yeah, we're on the opposite sides of that same coin.
Bust my ass every day, whether it be outside, which I can't say I've been doing it recently. I've been a bum. I probably gained like 3 or 4 pounds, but I know once
you
I get
and I
back
are
to
both
work.
Like, we've both been laid off.
Yeah.
Like, we both got laid off on the same day.
Yeah,
and fucking
pretty shitty. More shitty for Casey. Thank goodness he's okay, than it was for me.
Yeah, I just got out of the hospital.
You were on your way to the hospital when it happened.
That sucks.
You texted me and said, "Hey, can you let my supervisor know that I'm going to be not there today?" I was like, "Oh fuck, right. are you okay?" "No, I'm on my way to the ER." "Oh fuck, are you what?"
Yeah, so. I'm on two different medications that make my blood pressure go super down, and then I also smoke weed. So, I'm chill. I just quit drinking.
I'm about as chill as I can get. But anyway,
yeah, basically all I did was quit drinking, and I've already started losing a lot of weight since I've been out of the hospital.
He's drinking beer.
So you guys want to know what a real pandemic is, what a real epidemic is? It is obesity. And it's not just in America. America is the biggest source of it. North America, even Canada, is the biggest source of it. Okay?
Because we have an overabundance of everything, and we think that it's okay.
Yep.
It's still not enough. It's a disease that eats. There's no sense getting into it. Not. But
we're a colony of sheep that live like kings.
Yeah, pretty much.
As gamers, especially for the guys that are listening in the live stream, as gamers, you gotta watch out. If you want to do that professionally,
I get up every 2 hours and walk around my house to make sure that I get the blood flow back in my legs. I don't eat super heavy when I'm gaming, nothing like that.
Yeah,
you know, I snack a little bit, but not a lot. If you sit there in front of your computer, I know y'all have probably seen the South Park episode where Cartman and the boys are playing World of Warcraft.
Yeah. Man.
Bathroom.
Bathroom when she rolls in his toilet, yeah.
That's my icon. That was my...
You know, that's not cool. Don't be that kind of gamer. Yeah, you want to be good at it? You want to be good at it. That's cool, but don't do it that way.
Wearing the wrist guard because you got fucking
carpal tunnel.
Was it carpal tunnel from playing the game too long?
Yeah.
Well,
get up,
move around. Don't be afraid to go outside and walk. Don't be afraid to be like, "Hey, stream, we're gonna take a 15-minute break," or do what you see some of these like other gamers doing, like Shroud and Ninja and some of these other guys. You'll see them do push-ups and shit right there on stream. They'll take a break, get up off their ass, and do push-ups on stream or sit-ups or walk around their room and stretch. You know, that helps. That little bit helps.
For the YouTuber, the guys that watch YouTube, Neebs Gaming, if you know who that is. These guys just recently, I watched a podcast on them last night, their podcast. They just recently got stand-up desks.
Yeah.
And I mean, if you're gonna do it professionally, that's a thing. Like that's a definite thing, because sitting down that much is not good for your back.
It's also gonna take you away from your screen. You're not gonna want to stand there for 7-8 hours. There's no, you don't really have a need to put in a 7-8 hour stream, guys. Like if you're already there, I understand you want to make money, but Jesus Christ, 7 or 8 hours?
Yeah. Fuck that, dude.
Most of us out that's here, a make, lot, most yeah. of us out here,
and,
make
I mean,
$300 to $400 a week.
12-14 hours a day.
Yeah.
And still just but it doesn't have to be straight, guys. You guys can work for stream for a couple of hours and then take an hour break, you know, something. Or 30 minutes and then come back, and then you got to stay active. You're going to die, guys. I am so close to death. I feel it inside me, dude. I have got to lose weight, and that's where I'm at right now at this point.
It's gotten so bad.
It's because I let myself
It's gotten so bad in America. Obesity's gotten so bad in America that 23 to 41% of our dogs are overweight.
Yeah, because they got
our dogs. Yeah.
My dog's overweight because he steals all the fucking chicken nuggets that my kids don't eat.
I'm just saying that it's gotten that bad in North America and in the United States that 23 to 41% of our dogs.
Yeah. We share pictures of pit bulls that are muscular and stuff like that, and people are like, "Oh, he's too muscly. That's what he's supposed to look like. You asshole." It's not supposed to be flabby with titties hanging down. You
right.
know, when
yeah, you're 5.1% of that 23 to 41%, that 5.1% are actually obese. And it's slightly higher in cats at 6.4%.
I think it's funny when you see a fucking dog that can't move because its legs aren't big enough. It's like a big old fat tick. It looks like a fucking snuffing.
It's sad though, man.
It kind of
like, I hate seeing like them little 4-year-olds that are walking around like this, like literally can't put their arms down. And I'm like, and you know, what the fuck is wrong with you? Why'd you let your kid get like that?
You know what the issue is with your dog being overweight? The problem with your dog, the problem with your dog being overweight is that your dog wouldn't be overweight more than likely if you wanted to get out and walk him.
Exactly.
I walk my dog every day. But I'll tell you one thing, dude. Like, fucking, for a dog to die because of obesity has got to be, like, the top 100 best way that a dog could fucking die out of any other situation in the fucking
I feel like a dog would have to be pretty fat.
Yeah,
I feel like a dog would have to be pretty fat to die from being obese. But still, fucking, like, it's sad. It should be a message.
Only animals. We're the only species on Earth that's like, man, I want to fucking open up a fucking company. I want to fucking do these with my fucking thumbs. I want to make a video game. I want to make a podcast. Fucking, there's no foxes out there making podcasts and shit like that. They're fucking going around scavenging for food and shit.
Yep.
And for an animal, and that's an animal that's never not obese. Human being, yeah, to die from obesity, that's like the greatest way of dying in the world. Other animals would be like, did you hear of Frank the ferret? Fucking, he fucking choked on a ham bone, and it was given to him every day by people. These gods that normally kill us, but they took him in and they gave him fucking beans and rice every day until he fucking choked to death. Fucking he would be like a legend. They would be like the John Henry.
He would be a legend.
Well, when it comes down to it, guys, either way it goes, it doesn't matter. Even your kids suffer from this. It's not just dogs and cats. Your kids suffer from this. They see your kid that you live with, that you love and take to school and wake up every morning, sees you when they wake up, and you don't have a problem with being obese, not overweight. Overweight is there's a difference. There's a difference. Obese.
They're not going to have a problem with
conditions. Health conditions. Okay? They're not going to have a problem with it because they see you doing it every day, and that is a norm for them.
And it shouldn't be.
And that should not be the case.
That is a cycle. That's a cycle that we've got.
Like,
to stop
I fear, I fear for my kid. Like, I mean, I don't want my kid to think that all I do is play video games when he knows I go to work. He knows I go to work. But when I come home, I spend an hour or two with him, and then I come straight in here and I go back to work again on my video games and on the streaming and doing the podcasts and things like that.
Yep.
I hope to God he sees the fact that I'm going to work every day and providing for my family, and not the fact that I'm sitting in here for 3 to 5 hours playing video games or doing a podcast.
Right.
But
I play video games with my kids, though. Like, my kids play video games more than I do.
He sees both. But yeah, dude, I mean, he knows.
You know, and that goes the same for you guys that are out here having this obesity issue, and you think it's okay. Your kid, if you have a kid, your kid thinks that's okay, too. Don't do that to them. Teach them the right way. Get up. Go walking.
Your little brother, your little sister.
Go walk for 30 minutes. Oh, it does. It's not just the parents. It could also be a sibling, older sibling.
Fucking...
To get up, go outside, go walk, go play catch with them out in the yard where you don't have to move as much. You personally don't have to move as much, but show them how to be active. Go out, throw a ball back and forth with them. Go sit at the park while they play.
Just be like the Russians and fucking starve them, and then you lock them outside, and you say you don't get to come inside until you hunt down your own food, you little fat Boris. And fucking Boris has to walk into the woods with his spear and bring back a ravenous wolf. If he wants to eat.
So we want to make sure that this isn't. We want to make sure here at the end of this podcast that we're not picking on anybody at all, not at all.
No, not at all.
This is something we wanted to bring up. This is a huge issue, not only in America, but it is a huge issue in America.
No, my comedy simply comes from history. Everything that I joke about is stuff that people actually did. And so I'm not laughing at anybody specifically. I'm simply laughing at the human condition.
It is. It's a human condition. That's exactly what it is.
Which is laughable.
It is something that can be taken care of. And for you guys that have genetic disorders, keep on keeping on. Don't let this by any means or anyone else tell you that you are just you're fat, it's your fault. If it is genetic, okay? If it is genetic, and you are still trying to do something about it, and you feel bad about it, don't feel bad about it. Just continue keeping on. Keep doing
you. But if you enjoy, I also want to, like, get out there for the people that are, like, they're completely happy with what they're doing and the way they are. Fucking, like, you know, yeah, keep on doing you too. If that's, like, don't let other people bring you down if you're cool with that. But if you're upset with that, if any of this brings you pain, like, if your lifestyle brings you pain and brings you discomfort, then do something about it.
Yeah, if us just talking about this is hurting your feelings, you're not okay with what you're doing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Do something about it. Okay. Yeah. Be happy. We want you to be happy. If fucking feeding your face every day makes you happy, do it. Okay. By all means. Don't do it to your kids.
Yeah.
Don't do it to your loved ones around you.
Yeah.
Let them know
fair.
That that's not the only lifestyle. Don't show them that this is the way it is and that's the I'm happy with it and this and that. And the
no.
Other.
Yeah.
Give them the opportunity to make that decision like you did. All
right. Right.
But anyway, guys, we're going to wrap this podcast up. Tommy,
yeah.
Casey, one of you guys want
to
bring us out?
Tommy, this is all you, dude.
I got this. Oh, man. Let me get my fiddle here.
The get fiddle.
I want to thank everybody who came out to the live podcast today. You guys are absolutely amazing. Appreciate everybody. And everybody listening in right now on the edited version, don't forget to check out the Facebook page, Just Stuff, www.facebook.com/JustStuff. You can check us out on Spotify. You can check us out on Anchor. You can check us out on Apple Music. iTunes, whatever you want to call it, and a bunch of your other favorite podcast listening platforms. Take us away.
Oh, the Facebook.
Oh, he broke up. Yeah. What?
It's on Anchor. I couldn't do Just Stuff. Someone had it already.
Oh, on Anchor?
On Facebook.
What is it?
The at. It's Stuff Just.
Okay. It's www.facebook.com/StuffJust.
StuffJust.com. I know.
That makes
it
even better.
I was so pissed.
So go check that out as well. All right. Now take us away.
Well, I'm a... D-R-U-N-K S-O-B tonight. Drinking T-E-Q-U-L-I-A and M-I-L-L-E-R is light. With my X-W-I-F-E through my A-double-S. O-E-T, now I'm just D-R-U-N-K-S-O-B.